أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I have gathered a presentation on the International Women's Day, the views of other Muslim women. Some were for it, some were not for it. Here are the views of these women. And these in no way form my views, but the views of others. I myself don't like a complete equality to men, because God has more mercy to women, and duties of men are more difficult than us. I prefer God's method, not the human's one. Women's Day is for celebrating the often overlooked achievements of women. We've taken the back seats in society so often, it's nice to have a day to be recognized. It shouldn't be about women dominating men and shouldn't cause division in the home. If a man is confident in his own masculinity, then he won't find it offensive or decisive to celebrate Women's Day. Women go through so much and our dreams, goals, and achievements are often overlooked. International Women's Day is important for progress towards equality. Everyone is equal in the eyes of Allah, male or female. There seems to be a surge of young women wanting a career today. Work is great, but please think about your children's future. If you are planning to work when you have kids, please think of your children's rights to be with their mothers instead of a babysitter or family member. If you are working for your own pride and glory, your kids don't need that. They need you. If you need to work to feed your kids, that's a different story. I see women who feel the need to be exactly like men are simply not aware of their own beautiful uniqueness. Let men be men. We are wonderful. To begin, I think Women's Day is furthest away from promoting or dominating men. The idea that men dominate exists in our society, whether Women's Day exists or not. Putting Islam aside, our society is one where men are viewed as superior to women, and this is an everyday reality. Men use the power to abuse women and dominate them in many aspects of life, whether it is in the workplace or at home. Women's Day are created to show that women should be empowered too. It is a day to celebrate women, their accomplishments, and show the beauty of being a woman. Some people on this day preach equality, but I and many believe we should be striving for equality. Women and men should both be viewed in a positive light. We should both be viewed as strong and beautiful, yet strong is something that lacks when you look at a woman, and beautiful lacks when you look at a man. Women's Day was made to bring that out. Has it accomplished this goal? Not quite yet. But I do believe it has brought us closer. I think it has shown young girls that women can be strong too, and it's okay to be that way, and love yourself for being like that. It is a strength in you and not something you need to change. The day allows other women to show support and empower other women. I believe the religion does that already without having a Women's Day. Like Prophet's wife Khadija, his daughter Fatima, and granddaughter Zainab. As someone going into business, I am personally inspired by them and look at them for inspiration because in combination, they show me that I can be that powerful businesswoman, a wonderful mother, and someone who stands up in the face of injustice. None of them can be considered weak by today's standards of how we look at women. And they are the greatest role models to empower girls and women. However, they are only Muslim role models. And with society pushing on everyone telling us we cannot and shouldn't be that way, it is imperative that we find role models. Women's Day allows us to look to each other for the strength and beauty. And through people like me, others can see the beauty of Khadija, Fatima, and Zainab that they might have never ever heard of if otherwise. I believe as Muslims, instead of looking at a day like that and wanting to tear it down because our religion already accomplished its goals without a specific day, We should look at it as an opportunity to show people how we embody these ideas that Dave preaches, and why, because not contradictory to who we are, our teachings, or lifestyle. We don't need some useless ideology telling us that we are the same. Let's not lie to ourselves. We are different than men, physically, emotionally, and mentally. We are different because Allah created us to complete each other. So this movement actually can be really dangerous to our faith if mixed with non-Muslim ideas that goes against Islam, and it can be difficult to realize the differences if you don't have a good knowledge of your religion. It is a day promoting women. I feel that women being promoted doesn't mean men bashing or trying to gain any sort of dominance over men. I don't understand why, when we celebrate one gender, male or female, it is perceived as belittling the other. Both genders can stand side by side instead of one behind the other. The male ego seems to think it is a day that promotes dominating men. That's my personal view. It is just celebrating women, and we deserve it. It has caused some disunity at home, especially with my brother, who is a pampered prince. He isn't very Islamically aware and thinks of it from a cultural point of viewpoint, that a woman's place is in the kitchen. Men are the voice. Women shouldn't be too liberated or given too many opportunities, etc. He is a British-born young man, so his cultural influence, which is influencing him instead of Islamic, but he has confused the two. My sister is currently in Dubai on a teaching role at senior level. She's single and lives alone. This has caused some disunity within the family, but my view is that Islamically marriage is important, and she will get married once she meets the right person. But it is frowned upon sometimes if a girl chooses to advance her career, but a boy is applauded when he takes steps for his career. My mother has always had to fight for us girls to get the same rights as my brother. I feel sad when I think that she had to fight to get us these freedoms, which Islamically are not forbidden to women. I love the idea and support it 110%. I believe women should have equality with men in all aspects of life. Islamically, women have so many rights as a daughter, as a wife, and as a mother, etc. But they are mixed up with cultural, and people need to be educated, and it needs to be promoted that Islam is for women, not against them. Yesterday, I took part, as always, in the march with my hijab and banner, and I must say, I had the chance to expose an Islamic point of view to many people and media. Of course, it is a very various environment, but there's respect and mutual support. Equality doesn't mean uniformity, but understanding differences as a positive value. Women ask to be paid the same as men for the same work, to be equally represented where decisions are taken, to get social support as mothers in terms of culture and services. Honestly, nobody cared about hate against the men, but we definitely care about the fact that each day women are killed by a man, very often their husband. Personally, I agree with what Allah says in the Quran. He explains important aspects about human beings, and here are two. The first, the best of humanity are those who are the most pious. Two, Allah has created men and women different in certain ways, meaning to be the best human being is not gender-based. It is based on our individual level of piety. And if our Creator wanted men and women to be the same, He would have made us the same. If we go against anything that Allah ordains, we are going against Allah Himself. When we appreciate what Allah has ordained for us and use it in the best of our abilities to serve Him, that makes women a success. Success is not to become a man. We have powers men can never have. We produce new human beings in our body. We feed infants from our bodies. No man can do that. Not even the Prophet. My research. The view of this picture is a Russian poster. and it was for the women's day. And as you can see, the one woman who's holding the flag, the banner, is pulling the other woman out from up and underneath the kitchen. I will remain silent so you could read. We support two critical documents for women's rights that have followed the UN Declaration, the CEDAW, an International Bill of Rights for Women, requires governments to end gender discrimination and affirms women's rights to health services, including family planning. The Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, adopted in 1995 at the UN Fourth World Conference in Beijing, was a rallying cry to embed gender equality and women's rights in every facet of life. The new Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, holds real promise to embed advances in women's rights and include a specific goal, Goal 5, for gender equality. Goal 5 is more broad-based than the last gender goal and includes the targets ending gender-based violence, eliminating child marriages, and FGM, and ensuring access to sexual and reproductive health. Ensuring access to sexual and reproductive health. This includes family planning organizations which supports women's rights to abortion, women's rights to space out their kids, to child marriages, no child marriages, any age before the age of 18, sex education in schools, and the LGBTQ. Only women, when women and girls have full access to the rights from equal pay and land ownership, rights to sexual rights, freedom from violence, access to education, and maternal health rights, will true equality exist? The Global Fund for Women. So let's see, what does this day actually look like around the world? So, what do you think? Should we partake in this day or not? Leave your comment below and let me know, what do you think? Should we partake in this or not? Do we accept all of their ideologies or not? Comment below. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.